Real Talk Real Muslims is a podcast by two young Muslims who talk about the good, the bad, and the ugly of life as a young Muslim today.
Welcome back to Real Talk Real Muslims. This is Rawan.
And this is Ra. Guys, we have finally reached the last episode of 2019 of Real Talk Real Muslims.
Honestly, these past few months have just flown by, and I really can't believe that the year is ending and that the first year of Real Talk Real Muslims being a podcast is finally coming to a close.
I think it's all really exciting, and recording this podcast has been really fun. And also, this decade is finally ending.
Guys, yesterday, Rand thought that a decade was 20 years. Her whole life, she has grown up thinking that a decade is 20 years. I texted her something and I said, yeah, the decade that we grew up in or something. And she goes, man, we were born in this decade. And I was like, no, we weren't. And so Ren's entire concept of time has been based on the idea that a decade is 20 years, not 10.
Well, it's because I never thought about a decade until now, because people keep on saying, oh, the decade's ending.
And you know how everyone thought the world was going to end in 2012? Mm-hmm. And, you know, they're like, oh, we're not going to make it to 2020. But then every time you would read the news after, obviously, the world didn't end in 2012, it would be like, oh, by the time 2020 comes, if we don't do this and this about climate change, if we don't do this and this about these issues, then, you know, we're all gonna die. Well, 2020 is here, people, and I feel like I'm the only one that's worried about that, but every news article predicted that something horrible was gonna happen in 2020 if we didn't fix our problems, so I'm kind of concerned.
And you know, like, in Arabic television, there's these things that predict what's gonna happen in the next year,
yeah.
And it was, like, all these terrible things. I don't know why we watch it on New Year's, and it's, like, really depressing and really sad. And none of it happened. And then it also tells you your horoscope and what's going to happen to your horoscope. And then mine never come true. I mean, horoscopes are not real, but I still like to read them.
People are going
to
come after you for saying that.
I know.
But honestly, but like news articles too would tell you, like, if we don't do this about climate change by 2020, you know, all of us are going to become fish or something like that. And I'm really worried because 2020 is here, and I feel like a lot of bad things are going to happen because all the news articles told us they were.
Okay, well, news articles, sometimes they lie and they, like, frame things just for what they want you to hear. And, like, they just want to get people riled up, and that's why they say things like that.
Yeah, true. Still concerned. But, you know, we'll see what this next decade holds. I think it's going to be exciting, nevertheless, for a lot of us young people, because in this decade
we actually start our lives.
Yeah, we're becoming old in this decade. So
I was thinking about that when I thought it was 20 years. I was like, oh my god, we're gonna be 40 by the
we're gonna be 30 by the end of this decade, so we're gonna be a bit older, so that people that are older,
you're gonna be 30, I'm gonna be 20.
If you're 30 and up and you're listening to this, you're not old. That's not what we're saying right now.
Yeah, we're not saying like that, but we're just saying, like, I don't want to be 28. Rawan's gonna be 30. I'm not.
Okay, people. Anyway, so, but a lot of us in this past decade, though, have grown up, and a lot of this past decade involved us kind of doing important things in our life, like wearing hijab and, like, graduating or, like, going to high school or going to college or whatever, and learning about ourselves. And I feel like it's just been a big time of, like, self-growth and self-learning. Like, a lot of changes happened to us in these past 10 years.
And also, in this past decade, I think we've gained a lot of confidence in ourselves, both in externally and internally, and how we practice our faith and things like that.
Yeah, I definitely think so. We're not, like, the best at, like, having perfect self-confidence, like, no one is, but I feel like we both have good tips for, like, boosting confidence in yourself, and especially for people who have a Muslim identity in America. And a lot of times we can feel, like, left out or excluded or different from everyone else. It can be hard to build that confidence, mm-hmm, in yourself, especially when you're young. Like, having self-confidence can be already just, like, super hard for, like, all young people.
Especially if you're, like, extremely different and you don't feel like you fit in into just one place.
Yeah, exactly. So I feel like we have some good tips that we want to share with you guys today in our episode about how you can build confidence in yourself, and just kind of tips from things that we've been through and, like, our experiences. And you can also tie these into, like, your New Year's resolutions with, mm-hmm, like, 2020 coming up. And as you set goals for yourself for the next year and the next decade, I feel like self-confidence is something that every single person, including us, can always work on and always, mm-hmm, improve. And it's always, like, one of the best tools to have.
And I think also, so I haven't set New Year's resolutions. Well, I did, but then I forgot where I put them. And then I don't know. I don't remember what I set for myself for this year, but I think it's very important to set realistic goals for yourself, just so that by the end of the year, you can look back and feel like you've accomplished something.
Yeah, I definitely think so too. And I think the first tip for building self-confidence is to learn to stop caring what other people think. this is so, so important. And it's like one of the things that has helped me the most. Mm-hmm. And I think people just need to really internalize this. Everyone says, oh, you shouldn't care what other people think. But I promise once you internalize this, your self-confidence and your confidence in what you're doing and what you're wearing and how you think and how you act is going to increase so, so much. And like, I can definitely say this from personal mm-hmm. experience, like wearing the hijab really helps with this, because when you wear the hijab, especially in America, you don't look like everyone else and you're not fitting the standard of how women should dress. Mm-hmm. And so kind of by default, by wearing the hijab, like you kind of have to learn to stop caring what other people think.
And honestly, I think it's very important, especially in Middle Eastern and South Asian cultures, because there's the idea of like growing up and your parents are telling you, oh, what will people think? What will people think? And that kind of plays a role in messing with your self-confidence.
And it makes you like build a vision of yourself that's just based on what other people want you to be.
Yeah.
Like growing up, I remember like in my family's Arab, and like a big thing my parents would always say is like, what are people going to think? What are people going to say? And it just kind of makes you like develop habits or develop like lifestyle ideas or dress a certain way or act a way where you are only doing it based on what other people think. And then at the end of the day, when you like realize that people aren't going to be around you 24/7 and other people's opinions don't really mm-hmm. matter when it comes to yourself, then you're not really going to like have that self-love and that self-confidence that you need, because you just built like a vision for yourself based on what other people were going to say.
And you're also building like different identities for the different places that you're going to be in. Like yeah. you're dressing a certain way to go to the masjid, you're dressing a certain way to go here. It just depends on who's going to be there. That's how you're going to be acting. And that's not how you should lead your life.
Yeah.
Thinking about what other people are going to think about you.
And I think most people, when you say, do you care what other people think? They would be like, no, I don't care what other people think. Because okay. everyone ideally likes to think of themselves like in the best way. You mm-hmm. think that you don't care what other people think. But when it really comes down to it, I think everyone, it's beneficial for everyone. Like I'm saying this to myself before everyone else, but it's really important to have that introspection and to look at yourself and say like, and am I genuinely paying attention to what other people think? And am I actually using that to guide my life? Or do I really not care what other people think? And am I making my own decisions? And you need to be honest with yourself, because if you're not, then mm-hmm. you have a lot of work to do, like in terms of your internal mindset and how you view other people's opinions. And it's so important for you to shift that mindset earlier than later.
And this is obviously not to say like, you know, don't pay attention to what your parents tell you. Don't pay attention to what other people tell you in a way that they're trying to impact you in a positive way
yeah.
and like rebel and do whatever you want. It's just like you need to be happy with yourself. And obviously you're going to have those core values to set your life.
Yeah, honestly, I've had people in my life, like when I first started wearing hijab, people were like, oh, you know, you don't have to wear that. Like Muslim people would tell me, like, you don't have to wear that. Nah, it's okay. You can take it off. And people would just try and like talk you down from it. And I think that like that was just kind of like my first like test run of me being like super young, but like learning super, super early that if you care what people think, you're going to start like Rand was saying, like ditching your core values and mm-hmm. leaving behind things that are super important to you. And I remember being that young and then having people that I felt like were close to me in my life telling me like, oh, you should take off the hijab. Like you don't have to wear it. You're still too young. Was just like a test of like me building my self-confidence and me learning how to hang on to things that I believe in.
You know, that's a really good point. And I feel like I've had people like that in my life too. And when you're young, you don't notice what their motives is, because like mm-hmm. they're older than you. So you always think, oh, the people that are older than me know the best or what's best for me. And then you end up listening to them. And that's like totally not something that you should be doing, or like it's not something that you're 100% comfortable with, but exactly. you do it because you think that that person's looking out for you and they're doing or telling you to do what's the best thing for you. But in reality, there's other motives behind it.
Yeah, exactly. And I think that leads perfectly into our next point, which is to know your beliefs. If you're not confident in your beliefs and you're not confident in your values, then you're not going to have self-confidence, because mm-hmm. the things that you're supposedly defending in your words or in how you dress is not going to be something that you are 100% sure of. So make sure your foundation is strong by researching and knowing your beliefs.
Mm-hmm. And I think it's very important to have your own opinions, and not your family's opinions, your own opinions. Like as an individual, what I think.
Exactly.
And I think it's very important, because the environment that you grew up in is so different than the environment that your parents grew up in, or even your siblings grew up in. So you need to have your own set of values and your own set of beliefs that you like 100% believe in and can defend them. I think for me, this came into play, especially this last year and especially during the summer, because I sat down and reflected a lot on what I believe in and like what I'm doing in my life and if I'm happy with it. Mm-hmm. And it's like self-reflection is so important for things like that. And it also, and you know what also I was thinking about, even with your career. So now we're all thinking about what we're going to do in the future. And since we're like really young, everyone's like, oh, be a doctor or be a lawyer or be a politician. My dad wants me to be the president of the United States. We all know that's not going to happen, but he always wanted me to do that. And for a while, I wanted to be a politician and go into all this. And then I did like this summer internship with like one of the parties and stuff like that to see if I liked it. Well, I hated it, but I just wanted to like be like, oh my God, I love this, blah, 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 just because I wanted to make my dad proud.
Yeah.
But in the end, like, you just need to sit down with yourself and ask yourself, is this something that I want to do? And I feel like it's not only, like, personal beliefs, like, with religion, but it's also with career choices and things like that.
Yeah, and I think, as well, it applies to a lot of, like, political beliefs, and especially as, like, politics today is so divisive and is such a huge topic, I think it's so important, especially with things like political beliefs, to... but know what you believe deep down and not just like soak up what TV or what news outlets like your parents have been watching. And this I've seen a lot when I went to college too, because where I go to school is pretty conservative. And a lot of people at my school, I've noticed they come into college and they have certain opinions about other people, but then they'll meet like a wide variety of people or they'll be exposed to something or have some experience. And then their entire opinion or their political views will change. And they'll realize that they grew up and they just kind of soaked in what their parents told them about politics and what they told them about the world. And they never actually formed their own opinions. And that's why so many people, when they go to college and they no longer live at home and they're watching their own news channels and they're in classes learning about all these different opinions, their own political opinions will change because they're, for the first time in their life, they're thinking for themselves and they don't have their parents there to influence their opinions and to tell them you need to believe this way and this way. And I think that just all proves why knowing your beliefs and researching your own beliefs and opinions is so, so important.
And I also think it's very important to know that you're an individual and you're not a group. So that's why it's really important to have your own beliefs so you know how you're going to lead your life without other people around you.
Yeah.
Like, definitely. What if you're stranded in a desert? No one's going to be there to give you what they think. I don't know. I just think it's important. And then another thing that's really important is self-care and doing what you need. And we've talked about self-care many times in our other episodes, but it's just so important. So we thought we would reiterate it here.
Yeah. Taking care of yourself is like absolutely key to your self-confidence, because in my mind, taking care of myself has a lot to do with like how I'm dressing and making sure that like I'm taking care of myself in kind of that way. But for other people, self-care might look different. But I know for me, when I want to feel good about myself, it's kind of the how you look is how you feel mentality. Mm-hmm. So I'll always like try and get up in the morning and like put on something nice if I really want to feel good about myself that day, or if I'm like feeling particularly down and I want to boost my self-confidence. So however you take care of yourself and however you express your self-confidence, I think it's so important to recognize that how you look or whatever for you is tied to how you feel is so important. And once you recognize what is linked to your self-confidence in terms of self-care, you can really start to take care of yourself much better.
And I think for me, it's like, especially driving around and feeling like I have control over my life and I could go places, which seems like really cliche, but I feel like that boosts my self-confidence and it makes me feel better most of the times.
Yeah. So whatever works for you in terms of self-care, whether it's driving around, taking a walk, watching Netflix, dressing nice, putting on makeup, whatever you need, then that's what you need to be doing. And you need to recognize that this is tied to my self-confidence. So I need to be practicing it regularly. And that all helps boost your self-confidence and how you feel about yourself.
And also these activities that we talked about, they're all things that you could do by yourself. Mm-hmm. And another thing that I learned for me like this year, especially during the summer, like most of my friends weren't here and things like that. So I spent a lot of time with myself and I did a lot of things by myself. And I started to notice that it feels so good to know that you're an individual and like you can live on your own and you can do things by yourself. Because up until then for me, I always felt like I had to have people around me or whatever to like either feel validated, to feel like I had self-confidence, to feel like I had a good day and things like that, which shouldn't be true. Like you're your own person. So you should feel confident with yourselves and be able to live by yourself. Because when I go to college or when I go to wherever, at some point I'm going to have to be living with Ren by herself. So I need to like learn, I guess, like this sounds weird, but to love who I am without people around me.
Yeah. And I think tying directly into that as well is going into like talking about ideas and actual important things and then avoiding like that needless drama. And that goes back to what I'm just saying about surrounding yourself with like the right people and having mm-hmm. those like good people around you that make you feel good. But then also when you're by yourself, you feel good. And I think both of those things factor or are affected by like, you know, not talking about needless or useless drama and talking about ideas and actual things and like not people. Like there's like a popular quote that always says, you know, small minds talk about people and like great minds or something talk about ideas, something mm-hmm. like that. But talking about important things or things that just make you happy or telling your friends about what you've been doing or whatever helps you be more confident. And talking about other people is really just an insecurity about yourself that you have deep down. So if you find that when you and your friends are hanging out, the only thing you can talk about is other people, then there's probably some insecurity that one or all of you has like deep down about themselves. So I would really just encourage everyone to like think about what that is. And again, like saying this to myself for everyone, but like thinking about what insecurity you have about yourself that mm-hmm. makes you only want to talk about other people.
And I think as you grow older and you kind of start doing other things, that like needless drama and small talk and talking about other people kind of goes away because you have more limited time with your yeah. friends and things like that. So you're trying to talk about the more important things than, you know, talking about, oh, this girl did this to me. Like no one cares. Just move on with your life.
Yeah. And even at the end of the day, like when you walk away from a conversation, just like notice how you feel when you walk away from a conversation where you talked about someone else or you like said bad things about another person, mm-hmm. you always, like you never feel fulfilled after that conversation. You're always going to walk away feeling just normal or honestly feeling bad and like guilty deep down. Mm-hmm. But then if you go away and just talk about like an idea that's really exciting or something like that, you just always walk away feeling so much more energized. Mm-hmm. Yarend and I yesterday met and we talked about our podcast and we talked about plans and stuff like that. And I remember just like walking away feeling so energized and feeling like so good about us and, you know, our plans uh-huh. because we had talked about big ideas and things that we really wanted to do and improve upon. And just like noticing how I felt after that conversation really helped me, I think, put this into perspective as we were talking about the script.
Like I've noticed, especially when we were younger, maybe we were a part of the needless drama. And it was like a very important part of our life because we had a lot of time on our hands. But now I feel like it's not important at all. And it's because you don't have enough time to even say like what actually happened in school or what was actually happening in your life. And you have even less time to talk about people that you don't even care about.
Yeah. And it goes back to not caring what other people think. If you don't care what other people think about you, then you're not going to feel the need to talk about it and to say, oh, this person said this and this about me, because at the end of the day, you don't care what they said about you and you don't think that their opinion is important enough for you to waste time with your friends or your family discussing. Mm-hmm. So I think all of these are very interconnected. And I think one other and final really important tip is to gain new experiences and put yourself out there. And this really helps boost your self-confidence.
I think gaining new experiences and putting yourself out there and getting out of your comfort zone are really important things because you're giving yourself more credit. And you're telling yourself that, look, I'm capable of doing more things. So it builds your self-confidence.
Yeah, I think the biggest one for that helped me the most was traveling, especially by yourself. Mm-hmm. And if you're like an Arab girl, your parents are probably like, going, like, you can't travel by yourself. But a little tip is that if you just make it, you find opportunities where you can travel. Mm-hmm. And for example, like you go to programs or you go to conferences or whatever for school or whatever that are paid. And so you don't have to like spend a ton of money out of pocket to mm-hmm. travel. And then once you gain those opportunities, I promise you, it's like the biggest confidence booster because not only are you traveling by yourself, which is already like a big confidence booster, you're like, yeah, I can make it through an airport, but you meet new people and uh-huh. the experience you're going to is probably super cool if you're traveling for it. Like it's probably worth it. And when I was younger, my parents were the kind that were like, you're never going to be allowed to travel by yourself and all that. But then I just started like putting myself out there and like applying to things where I would like travel and get to go to things like, you know, on airplanes or whatever. And at first my parents would like make my dad come with me. And then yeah. I remember one time, the second time it happened, the first time it was to New York City and my dad came with me and he had to take a week off work, pay for a hotel in New York City for a week. And it was like super pricey for him to go, mm-hmm. but it wasn't like I had gotten it through the program. So like I didn't have to pay for it. So that was like my excuse. I was like, well, you don't have to pay for me. So I have to go. And then my dad came with me. And then the second time it was in San Francisco and we live on the exact opposite side of the country. like from California, like literally East Coast to West Coast, like exact opposite sides of the country. And my dad came with me and he had to pay for a flight to San Francisco and take a week off work and pay for hotels in San Francisco. And California is already really expensive. And so then after that, my parents gave up. They were like,
good.
They were like, we can't afford to do this. They're like, we can't follow her anymore. So anyway, point being that traveling alone is so important, and traveling to different opportunities. And even if you can't travel alone, just traveling in general is such a cool experience. And especially when you get to college, if you can study abroad, it's also such an important thing. And everyone that studies abroad never shuts up about their study abroad because it's so cool. Mm-hmm. But once you study abroad, you'll know how cool it is, because this summer I studied abroad and it was such a good experience, and it boosted my confidence so much because you learn how to live in a different country and you come back and you're like, oh my God, I just lived in a different country and I was fine. I didn't die. I made it, you know, I ate every day pretty much. And it's just so such a cool experience to be able to come back and really tell yourself that you were able to do it. So if you ever hear a college student talking about when they studied abroad, then you will know that that experience for them boosted their self-confidence so much, opened their eyes to so many different things, and is honestly one of the best experiences. So no matter your age, no matter if you're in college or you graduated college or you're younger, try and travel if you have the means to, because it really does boost your self-confidence. And then my final plug before I get off my soapbox is that if you are thinking about traveling, you should totally go to South Africa, because it's beautiful and amazing, and the nature is beautiful and the animals are amazing. The end.
Okay, so if you're not as cool as Rowan and you haven't studied abroad yet, or, you know, you could just go to an event where you don't know everyone, and then that helps you get out of, like, your little box. And you kind of have to talk to other people because you don't want to be that awkward person that's not talking to anyone.
Yeah.
And that helps boost your self-confidence too. Even if it's not an event or traveling alone or doing anything like that, just when you try something totally new, you get to meet new people and you come out with more knowledge and life experience than when you first went in. So it's actually really cool.
So yeah, overall, I feel like these are just some of our tips that we've gained as of the end of 2019 for gaining self-confidence. And there's lots of room to grow into next year and into the next decade. As you set your goals and your New Year's resolutions, all of these things you can incorporate into your New Year's resolutions and your goals to help build your own self-confidence.
So that's all we have for you guys today. And thank you so much for following us on this journey as we started Real Talk Real Muslims. We really appreciate all of your support and thank you so much for listening. And to end off this new year, we are excited to announce that we have hit 1,000 listens. So thank you all for your support, and we can't wait for next year.
So for the very last time this year, remember to follow us on Instagram and like us on Facebook at Real Talk Real Muslims on both platforms. Share this episode with your friends. Subscribe to our podcast on Spotify, iTunes, Anchor, and more, so you can get updated every time we release a new episode. And give us any feedback by leaving us a review on Apple Podcasts or any other platform that you guys listen to us on.
That's Real Talk Real Muslims for ya.
2019, signing off. Bye.